This is a Dairy Radio Minute with Bill Baker.
What's the difference between companion and cover crops?
The cover term kind of takes on a very scary tone. Because if you think about it, when somebody's like, well, I want to put cover crops on your cornfield. And you're like, I'm not covering my corn with anything. Companion crops is not an old term. So if somebody would hop on Google right now and you would type in companion crops, more likely you would probably come up with a lot of gardening. So like squash, they used to put it next to the corn for weed control. They would put the peas or the beans next to the corn for nitrogen boost fixation. So companion crops are no different when you're putting that with the corn. You do get benefits and elements of that. It comes down to what are your goals using companion or covers. Cover crop would probably be the first thing you would want to look at. But then with interseeding, it definitely has a lot of benefits. So that would be the next thing.
Wisconsin crop consultant Matt Omegan. I'm Bill Baker with a Dairy Radio Minute.